You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Direct to you from the 39-yard line here on the practice field at the UC Health Training Center. It's this week's edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Let's get started with a question from Harv Pettigrew, who asks, is the zone scheme that Kubiak employs simply less effective with the rule change that occurred to backside cut blocks the Broncos used to use so effectively and the defensive players hated? Well, I don't think that's having as much of an impact as a lot of people would think. First of all, as Gary Kubiak mentioned earlier this week, going back through the plays they had last year, he figured that there were only five plays that were legal in the 2015 season for the Broncos offense that would have been penalties in 2016. So it's a very minimal effect. And the other thing, you look at this scheme, this blocking scheme, it's being used to great effectiveness for the running games in places like Seattle and especially Atlanta. They're basically running the exact same zone scheme the Broncos are. So, you know, there are problems with the running game. There are some problems with the cohesion up front with guys being injured. But I don't think the rule on cut blocking that was changed for this year is really having that much of an impact. Second question from Timothy Kendall. Timothy wants to know, why isn't Jordan Taylor getting more playing time? I think he could be a key player and was wondering why we don't see him more often. Well, start with the guys at the top of the depth chart, Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. You know, they've made plays this year. Of course, people are kind of honing in on Thomas's fumble, but you know, he's a unique physical target out there. It takes two or three guys to bring him down, even with the nagging injuries that he's had over the last couple of years. And also with Jordan Taylor, look, he's a young guy. He's got to make an impression. And when you go out there, if you've got limited reps, you can't make mistakes. That fumble that he had against San Diego, now that's costly. I mean, it's certainly correctable. You can tell him, okay, tuck the football in. Don't hold the football out like a loaf of bread. Make sure you secure it. But that kind of thing might affect his playing time. We'll see. But the biggest thing is that Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders really have done nothing to lose playing time. That's going to make it difficult for a guy like Jordan Taylor to see plenty of reps. He'll rotate in from time to time. I'm sure you'll see him a bit on Monday night, certainly, and in future games. But unless there's an injury at the top of the depth chart, I don't think there's going to be many reps for Jordan Taylor. Thanks for the questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or find me on Twitter. I am at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag Ask Mace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.